Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, for being here with you this morning and give me another opportunity and a chance to come on this divine platform to speak to you biblically and prophetic about the events that's going on in the earth. This is going to be a very, very great, wonderful broadcast today. I'm here because the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, want me to be here again. The title of this broadcast is Biblical Prophetic Events of April. Confirmation with the Bible, Signs of Time. Let me read that again. Biblical Prophetic Events of April. Confirmation with the Bible, Signs of Time. That's exactly where we are prophetically. We are at the very end. This is the sign of the times that we are living in. I told you in the month of February, I prophesied to you and told you that the God of Israel told me to tell you people on this radio platform that in 90 days from the month of February, we're going to have a lot of things hit this earth that have never, ever happened before in history. So I'm here today as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as the prophet of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, to give you a prophetic update about the month of April. Biblically, prophetic update. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to bring the light to the front to show you some things that's going on in this earth that's prophetically and that's biblically, and that none of your leaders have the faintest idea to what is going on. So that's what I'm here for, to give you prophesy. If the God of Israel tell me to prophesy, I will prophesy. I'm here to give you some understanding, some wisdom and knowledge about what have went on in the month of April. The month of April, prophetically concerning the prophecies that's written in the Bible. That would be the Tanakh. The Bible where the prophets Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and all of them, that would be the Tanakh. That's what it's called in the Hebrew, the Tanakh. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisheba. I am your host today. And we're going to go right to our broadcast. The guest call-in number for anyone that would like to call in this morning. Excuse me. The guest call-in number for anyone that would like to call in this morning to voice your opinion or to read a scripture or whatever you would like or ask a question. 661-244-9831. We're going to go right into our broadcast right now, right into our broadcast. We will be reading out the book of Esdras, which is the Apocrypha. I know a lot of you Christians are not aware with the Apocrypha and what it's all about, but the Hebrew Israelites, they understand what the Apocrypha means when I say that. But the Apocrypha is and was part of the Bible before they took it out, when they translated the Hebrew scrolls to English and Spanish and all your other translations. The Apocrypha was part of the Hebrew records. It's part of the Bible. that's supposed to be there that was took out during the time of translation. During the time of the translation. I think that was the 15th century when they translated the Bible and they took all the Z's and stuff out and put J's there and added things to it, whatever they wanted to do with it, the people that ruled this earth. So the Apocrypha is a very, very good book that's supposed to be a part of the King James Version Bible. It was right in the Old Testament, right in the Old Testament. If you don't believe that, you can pull up, go to your computer and pull up the King James Version Bible in the 15th century. And you'll see the Apocrypha was very much a part of the Bible before they took it out. Give me one moment. I just want to make sure everything is okay here before we get started. Mañana. Okay, glasses. Thank you. Let's start the second address. Second address in the Apocrypha. I will be reading second address, chapter 16, all the way to when the God of Israel tell me it's enough. This will be our first passage for this broadcast this morning. Second address, chapter 16 in the Apocrypha. It is something that the God of Israel want to show you today with me reading this Apocrypha. They took this book out of the Bible for a reason. They took it out of the King James Version Bible for a reason. Why? Because it's things written up in the Apocrypha about the Holy Spirit showing that she is not a man, it's a woman. It's things written up in the Apocrypha to show you that. She, the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's one reason why they took it out. The King James Version Bible that you have right now. It's all kind of other reasons because they don't want you and want you to understand where we are biblically and prophetically. So this is another reason they took the Apocrypha out of the King James Version Bible. Woe be unto the Babylon. This is 2nd Esdras chapter 16. Woe be unto the Babylon and Asia. Woe be unto the Egypt and Syria. Verse 2. Rid up yourselves with clothes of sack and hair. Bewail your children and be sorry for your destruction is at hand. That's exactly where we are prophetically and biblically in this earth right now. Woe, woe, the God of Israel is saying woe be unto the people. Watch out. Watch out. What's about to happen? What have happened in the month of April? I already told you the prophecy for March. This is now I'm confirming what happened in April. The God of Israel say, woe be unto you. Pay attention. Watch out. What is going to hit this earth? Things that you never believed, thought, and understood in your lifetime. Woe be unto Babylon. Okay? Babylon is all over the earth, all the European countries, is considered as Babylon, with America being the number one head of all those countries that she are confederate with. She's the number one. She's Queen Bee. Queen Bee is America. The greatest country on earth, they call it, is Queen Bee. She's head of all the other countries. She's in charge. She's in charge. Whatever she say, however she say, they all try to take heed to what she tell them to do. Woe be unto Babylon. And Asia. Asia, I came on the radio Saturday and I was talking to you about Asia. Asia Minor, India is Asia. What's going over there with India right now is Asia. With the COVID-19 taking so many thousands and hundreds of people down every day. Woe. Woe be unto Babylon. Woe be unto Asia, India. India right now. Woe be unto the Egypt. Egypt is Africa. Egypt is in Africa. And Syria. Syria. And Africa. Rid up yourselves. I think Syria is Africa. I'm not sure. I'm not going to give you nothing wrong. I'm really not trying to look up the regions and the locations. I'm just reading the Apocrypha, what the God of Israel is saying about these countries. Rid up yourselves with clothes of sack and hair. Bewail your children. You need to cry for your children. It's a lot been to happen in this earth. It's a lot already happened in this earth concerning our children. Why? Because the God of Israel said, whoa. You need to bewail your children, meaning that your children, a lot of them, the God of Israel gonna take out this earth. Why? We're gonna get to that later. And be sorry, for your destruction is at hand. Your destruction is right in your past, people. Your destruction is right in your face, people. Your destruction is right before your face. Verse 3, a sword is sent upon you, and who may turn it back? Look what the God of Israel said. A sword is sent upon you, Asia, upon you, Babylon, Egypt, and Syria. A sword. Sword means death. Bereave your children. Bewail your children. A sword is sent upon you from the God of Israel. You people can't do nothing with him. I keep telling you that. A sword is sent upon you by his angels. Let me keep going. Who can turn me back, he said. Who can stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Who can stop the God of Israel? He said, no one can turn me back. No one can stop me. Nothing and nobody can stop me. Nothing can turn me fact. I don't care how much you people pray to your gods and ask your governments and all kind of people to help. No one can turn me back. Verse 4. A fire is sent among you. So you people want to live in a fairy tale land. You want to live in a fairy tale, some make-believe stuff that has been told to you and your children and whoever. You want to believe in a fairy tale. Ain't no more fairy tales. The fairy tales is over with now. It's time for reality. It's time for reality. The God of Israel, Ahiah, he's going to put you people into reality because you people choose to live in a fairy tale mindset, fantasy, something that's not real. That's the way you've been taught by your leaders and the people that rule this earth. You've been taught a fairy tale life, fairy tale gods, fairy tale religion, fairy tale educations, fairy tale job. Everything in your life, people, is fairy tale. It has absolutely nothing to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. And that's why he said, woe be unto you people. I will bring the sword upon you, he said. A fire is sent among you. A fire. A fire is something that's going to consume you and destroy you. That's what a fire is. It's sent among you from the God of Israel, the real God, the creator. You got to wake up now, people. You got to slap yourself on both sides of your face, your faces, and say, I've been asleep. I've been dreaming. I've been dead. But now it's time for me to wake up. It's time for me to come alive and know exactly where we are prophetically in prophecy. It's all about prophecy right now. It's all about the God of Israel, the creator. Ahiah is his name. It's all about what he told his prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and all the rest of them. It's being revealed in the earth right now. Address, he was another prophet. Address, that's what I'm reading right now. Address, the second book of Address in the Apocrypha, a prophet. A prophet. A fire is sent among you, verse 4. And who may quench it? Can't nobody stop what I am bringing on you people. Nobody can stop the destruction. Nobody can stop the sword, death. Nobody can stop the fire that's in the midst of you people. Who may quench it? Who may put the fire out from the God of Israel? No one. Absolutely no. Not even Satan himself. Guess what? Because he's under his authority and his control also. Everybody is. He's the creator. He's the God of God. He's the one and only true and living God. All your other gods are dead. They fairy tale gods for a fairy tale people. That's what they are. Verse 5. Plagues. Second Edges 16:5. Plagues are sent among you. Plagues with a S are sent among you, Asia, India, Babylon, Egypt, Syria, plagues are sent among you. By who? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not Satan. Plagues, destruction, disease, COVID-19, death, sickness, plagues, famine, hunger, drought, everything. Plagues are sent among you. And what is that may drive them away? Who can drive away the plagues? Who can stop the plagues? Not your vaccines. The God of Israel want you to know. Your vaccines that your governments have made cannot stop the God of Israel. Plagues. I don't care what they do, what they try to do, what they try to say, think, or feel. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, is in control. Plagues are sent among you. That's where they come from. COVID-19 and all the rest of it. It doesn't matter who made it up, cooked it up, planned it up, or whatever you people want to think. I said the God of Israel sent the plagues in the earth. Plagues are sent among you. And what is he that may drive them away? Can't no vaccine drive away the plagues of the God of Israel. Nothing can drive it away. And that's just one plague and one pestilence. You got many, many more coming, people. Believe me. Prophecy must be revealed in the earth now. Whatever he told his prophets and whatever he telling me, his prophet right now, must come to pass in this earth. So he told Esdras to tell the children of Israel and the Gentiles, plagues are sent unto you, and what is he that they may drive them away? May any man drive away an hungry lion in the wood? Or may anyone quench the fire in stubble when it have begun to burn? May one turn again the arrow that is shot of a strong archer? Can't nobody stop a hungry lion. It's going to bite and eat whoever they want to eat. Can't nobody stop. Just like I read in the news 2 days ago, I believe it was, or yesterday, that a woman was walking a dog and the bear, the mama bear, ate her, mauled her to death. She had her little cubs with her, and she mauled the woman to death. Plagues. Plagues will come among us from the God of Israel for our evil, for our wickedness, and for our transgressions. You think you people been good, huh? You been good and you all this and say, no, let me give you the real truth today. The real truth, the real knowledge, the real wisdom and understanding from a God you people don't know nothing about. You can't stop a hungry lion in the woods. Or one quench the fire of a stove when it is begin to burn. Verse 7. May one turn again the arrow that is shot of a strong archer? Can't nobody stop the angels of the God of Israel. When they shoot their bows, when they shoot their arrows, that's why you got so much death, destruction, misery, and pain in the earth right now. Because the God of Israel is sending his arrows. Verse 8, the mighty Ahiah sent the plagues. 2nd Ezra 16:8 out of the Apocrypha. The mighty Ahiah sent the plagues. No, it's not your government. No, it's not your mayor. No, it's not your Congress. No, it's not nobody. But the God that put you here, people. The mighty Ahiah is sending his plagues. The plagues that he spoke of in Revelation. And many, many more other plagues. The four horses of the apocalypse is part of those plagues that is in the earth right now. You people don't want to believe it though. You don't want to believe and you don't want to understand where you are biblically, where you are prophetically. Verse 8, the mighty are highest in the plague. And who is he that can drive them away? A fire shall go forth in his wrath. And who is he that may quench it? Remember the fire over there in California? The God of Israel had something to do with that one. They couldn't put it out, so he wanted it to stop. Who can quench the fire? Who can put it out? Absolutely no one. And none of your gods. Verse 10. He shall cast lightnings and who shall not fear? He shall thunder and who shall not be afraid? Ahiah have threatened and who shall not be utterly beaten? Ahiah have threatened you people. What he gonna do to you? How he gonna do it to you? And when he gonna do it to you? It's already written in the Bible. What he gonna do to you people? He already threatened the children of Israel and told them, if you don't keep the law, Israel, this gonna happen. That's gonna happen. This gonna happen to you and your children, Gentiles alike. Yes, he's threatening you right now. Because he is angry and his wrath is in the earth right now. He threatened the children of Israel way back here in the book of Esdras where Prophet Esdras was living, and he's threatening them right now. Woe be unto Babylon. Woe be unto Asia, India. Woe be unto Egypt. Woe be unto Syria. That's what I'm reading right now, people. I didn't say it. The God of Israel said it. Woe. Look what he said here in verse 11. Ahiah shall threaten He's all loving God, huh? He's all loving God. That's what you've been talking. That's what you've been taught. That's a fairy tale God. That God is not real. An all loving God is a fairy tale God. He's not real. There's no scripture in the Bible where it said the God of Israel, the creator, the one that put you, me, here, and everybody else, is an all-loving God. It's not a scripture in the Bible for that at all. He said right here, a higher shall threaten, and who shall not be utterly beaten to powder in his presence. The earth quaketh. And after I read this passage, I'm going to go through the prophetic events that went on in April with scriptures to confirm that we are in biblical signs of the time. The earth quaketh and the fountains thereof. The sea arise up with waves from the deep, and the waves of it are troubled. Y'all read about last week when the submarine, I think it was about 40, 50 people on the submarine that broke in three pieces when they found the submarine with all the sailors on them. They said it was broke in three different pieces. The people just drowned. I think they said in the news that the oxygen or something gave out of something. I don't know exactly, but I know that they find the submarine ship with all the dead bodies on it. We are in biblical prophetic events of April. Confirmation with the Bible, signs of time. He's the one that make the roars of the sea and the waves do whatever he want them to do. And he said the deep and the waves of it are troubled, and the fish there are also before higher and before the glory of his power. Verse 13, for strong is his right hand that bendeth the bow. He about to hurt somebody. He about to destroy somebody. He about to kill somebody. Strong is his hand that bendeth the bow. He going to shoot at you people. And that's what he been doing for generations. But now that we are in the end time, and great tribulation is upon the earth and moving in more and more every day, it's going to be worse than anything that we ever seen in history. What's going to hit this earth, people? What is going to hit this earth from the heavenly atmosphere, from the throne? From the throne of the God of Israel, gonna hit this earth like never before. I'm warning you. I'm warning you people, you Hebrew Israelites, Christians, all of y'all people. I'm warning y'all what is gonna happen in this earth. Because you need to prepare yourself right now. And stop thinking about your job and your school and your life and your this and your that and your this. You need to stop that madness. Because guess what? At the end of the day, none of that stuff means nothing. It means absolutely nothing at all. And he said right here, Strong is his right hand that bendeth the bow. His arrows that he shoot are sharp and shall not miss. He's not going to miss his target. He's not going to miss his target. Look at what's going on in India. He's not going to miss his target. Look at what's going on all over the world with 3 million people. This is news. This is biblical events for the month of April. 3 million people have died from COVID-19 in 1 year. That's what was in the news in April of last month. 3 million. I will not miss my target. That's why, Pete. He is a God of war. He is a God of war. He's a God that destroys his enemy and takes his enemies down. No, he's not all loving God and all that stuff. He is a God of war. When the Hebrew Israelites, the Hebrew nation was in their own land, they fought. They fought the other Gentile nations for dominion. He's a God of war. And he's going to destroy his enemy. And he's not going to miss. And can't nobody stop him. For strong is his right hand that bendeth the bow. His arrows that he shoot are sharp. And shall not miss when they begin to be shot into the ends of the world. That's where we are right now, people. Biblically prophetic. The arrows of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahiah, is being shot in the earth, in the ends of the world. We at the end right now. And he's shooting his arrows. And he's not missing the target where he want to send them. It's the ends of the world. We are at the end, people. Snap out of it. Wake up and see that we are at the end. With all the stuff that I'm going to show you today, news articles and read to you and scriptures out of the Bible, you're going to know when I get finished that we are at the end. We at the end, people. Because it's too much death. It's too much destruction. It's too many plagues. It's too many diseases. It's too many pestilence. It's too much stuff going around, a freak accident, all kind of stuff. It's too much going on in the earth to show us that we are at the very end of the world. Look what it say here in Exodus. Verse 14. When they begin to be shot into the ends of the world, talking about his arrows, they've been shot right now. Behold, the plagues, verse 14, plagues. No, people, your world is not going back to what you think. It cannot, because the God of Israel won't let it. He won't let it. We at the end. Look what he said. Behold, the plagues are sent, verse 14, and shall not return again until they come upon the earth. The fire is kindled and shall not be put out till it consume the foundation of the earth, like as an arrow which is shot of a mighty archer. Return not backward. Even so, the plagues, COVID-19 and all the rest of them, plagues that shall be sent upon the earth shall not return again. So he said, whatever I send, whatever I give you, whatever I put out there in the earth, it cannot come back void. That's a scripture in the Bible. It will not return back void. Whatever I send the plagues out to do, whatever region, wherever I tell the plagues to go and do, and my arrows, that's what it's going to do. And no one can stop me. Verse 17, woe is me, woe is me. Who shall deliver me in those days? No, your government can't deliver you. No, your government can't help you. No, your presidents can't help you. No, your kings and your queens and all these noble people cannot help you people. Because I put them up and I can take them down whenever I want to. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahayah is my name. Verse 18, a second edge of 16. The beginning of sorrow and great mourning, the beginning of famine and great death. Let me read it again, people. The beginning of sorrow and great mourning, the beginning of famine and great death. That's why you have 3 million people dead in 1 year. Great death. And more is coming, people. More is coming. Great death. 3 million in 1 year. That's great death, people. And guess what? Your dumb leaders, all of them, your elders and pastors and all of them don't know what's going on right now. They can't tell you. All they say is Satan, 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 the government, Satan. That's all they say. No. He say, great death, the beginning of wars, and the powers shall stand in fear. Who is the powers? The people that rule this earth. Who is the power? Satan himself and his angels. They're going to stand in great fear. Because they don't understand the God of Israel. They don't know who the God of Israel is. The powers that be, they call them, shall stand in fear. The beginning of evils. What shall I do when these evils shall come? Behold, famine. Not enough food, people. Not enough food. Famine and plague, verse 19, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourges for a man. No food. No jobs. No money, plague, pestilence, disease, death, anguish, sorrow are sent as scourges. That's what the God of Israel is sending in this earth to beat you people down for all your evil and all your wickedness. For your amendment. He got to pay you back now. Or he got to pay us back now. For all the things that we have done to him. And to his holy angels. And to his Holy Spirit. And to his son. The Mashiach. Yeshua. Verse 20. But for all these things, they should not turn from their wickedness, nor be always mindful of the scourges. For all of this stuff that the God of Israel have already brought in this earth, and all the things and tribulations and plagues and pestilence and famine and all kind of stuff that is destruction that he's going to bring, you people still won't stop. And you still won't quit, and you still won't repent. That's what he said. Nor always mindful of the scourges. For all these things, they shall not turn from their wickedness. So you people want to believe you good, you Hebrew Israelites, you Christians, you Mormons, you Buddha, you all you people. For all that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is going to do in this earth, you people still won't turn from your wickedness. And that's why he got to bring the fire. And that's why he got to bring more plagues. And that's why he got to bring more destruction. Because guess what? I just read to you that all the scourges and all the famine and the plagues and death is for your amendment. But because you people won't stop and quit, we got to go even deeper with it. Verse 21. Behold, vicious shall be so good and cheap upon the earth, that they shall think themselves to be in a good case. And even then shall evils grow upon earth, sword, famine, and great confusion, people. This is where we are prophetically. Great confusion, sword, famine, and great evils shall grow upon the earth. So people going to be more evil and evil and evil and wicked and wicked and wicked more and more and more and more. You people won't quit. I've been telling you that for 2 years now. You will not quit and you will not stop. No. Yeah, you evil people. You evil. Everything that you do every day is against the God of Israel. Great confusion. Everybody is confused. Everybody is lost. Crazy. Not good sense. Great confusion, he said. He's going to bring great confusion, many evils. Yeah, the God of Israel, the real God, he's going to bring all of that. For many of them that dwell upon earth shall perish. Y'all hear that? Die. Many of them that dwell upon earth shall perish of famine, hunger. And the others that escape the hunger shall the sword destroy. And the dead shall be cast out as dung, and there shall be no man to comfort them. For the earth shall be wasted, and the city shall be cast down. That's what's going on in India right now. The dead shall be cast out as dung. They're burning them up all over Asia right now. Woe be unto Asia, India. He said, your dead bodies all over the earth. I told y'all, India is just an example. Your body is going to be cast out like dung, shit, all over the earth. And no one will bury you. And all your cities shall be wasted and cast down. There shall be no man left to till the earth or to sow it. The trees shall give fruit, and who shall gather them? The grapes shall ripen, and who shall tread them? For all places shall be desolate of man, so that one man shall desire to see another and to hear his voice. For of a city there shall be 10 left. It's going to be so much death and destruction in this earth that it's only going to be 10 left of one city when the God of Israel gets finished with his wrath and destruction that's going to hit this earth. That's how many dead people going to be all over the earth, people. Why? You people made this. You caused this destruction on your own selves. On your own selves, you caused your own destruction and the destructions of your children. Israel, Gentiles, and it say, as an orchard of olives. It say, for one city, there should be 10 left and 2 of the field, which shall hide themselves in the thick grove and in the cliffs of the rock. And in the orchard of olives, upon every tree, there is left 3 or 4 olives. Or as when a vineyard is gathered there, are left some clusters of them that diligently seek through the vineyard. Even so in those days, there shall be 3 or 4 left by them that search their houses with the sword. And the earth shall be laid waste, and the fields there shall wax old, and her ways and all her paths shall grow full of thorns, because no man shall travel there through. The virgin shall mourn, having no bridegroom. The women shall mourn, having no husbands. Their daughters shall mourn, having no helpers. In the wars shall their bridegroom be destroyed. In the wars, World War III, and all the rest of the wars that have hit this earth. How the little soldiers, they marry their little wives, and next thing you know, they going off to war somewhere. The bridegrooms shall mourn because they're going to lose their husbands in the wars. Could you bring some ice? Hear now these things and understand them, ye servants of Ahio. Behold, the word of Ahio, receive it. Believe not the gods on whom Ahio spake. Behold, believe not the gods, G-O-D, little God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Jah, Jesus. Believe not the gods. Behold, the plagues draw nigh and are not slack. 2 Ezra 16:37. Behold, the plagues draw nigh and are not slack. As when a woman with child in the 9th month bringeth forth her son within 2 to 3 hours of her birth, great pains compass her womb with pains when the child come forth. They slack not a moment. Even so shall not the plague be slack to come upon the earth. No, they're not going anywhere. The Bible say in the Torah, in the Old Testament, 7 times more plagues. 7 times more plagues. See?
Even so, shall not the plague be slack. No. They are not going to stop people. The plagues that come from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even come upon the earth, and the world shall mourn, and sorrow shall come upon it out of every side. Out of every side of this earth, people will mourn. People will have sorrow. Why? Because the plagues of the God of Israel will not be slacked. So y'all think y'all got COVID and all that stuff under control. Watch out, my people. Watch out, my people. That's just one. That's just one. It say, verse 40, oh, my people, hear my word. Make you ready for the to the battle. In those evils, be even as pilgrims upon the earth. Pilgrims. Stop trying to build big houses. Buy big houses, big mansions with all kind of room. Be as pilgrims in the earth. Because this earth is under the destruction of the God that created it. Stop loving and attaching yourselves to something that's going to destroy you people. Your big houses, your mansions, and all the stuff that you're building and doing right now. Your big corporations and businesses and all the stuff that you got going. Be as pilgrims in the earth. Don't have no attachment. Don't love nothing more than you love your life. Because right now, people, prophetically speaking to you, it's all about survival right now. That's where we are prophetically. Not trying to save money to build a house. Not trying to save money to buy a house and all that stuff. You've been taught the American dream. Fantasy. Be as pilgrims in the earth, he said. He that selleth, let him be as he that fleeth away. And he that buy as one that will lose. He that occupy merchandise and he that have no profit by it. And he that buildeth, as he that shall not dwell therein. So what did I just tell you? Ain't no sense in you building no big house. You're not going to be able to live in it. Believe me, people. What is getting ready to hit this earth? It's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow the minds of the people of this world. And it says here, they that marry as they shall get no children, and they that marry not as the widowers, and therefore they that labor, labor in vain. So you going to work and all that, getting a better career and a better job and looking for a better, you are laboring in vain. It ain't going to do you no good. Your job and your career and your this and that. You are laboring in vain. Guess why, people? Because you laboring for the wrong one. You laboring for the people that rule this earth, the government. That's who you working for. That's who you working for. You work for the government. And they tax you and take taxes out your check. You are slaves. That's what you are. You laboring in vain. And I'm going to go down some because I want to finish this again because I'm running out of time. So I'm going to have to go down and read a little bit more of this. But it's a lot of scriptures. I mean, a lot of verses here. And it says, for strangers shall reap the fruit and spoil the goods, overthrow their houses. right here, verse 48. The more will I say right here, verse 46. For strangers shall reap their fields and spoil their goods, overthrow their houses, and take their children captives, for in captivity and famine shall they get children, and they that occupy their merchandise with robbery. The more they deck their cities, their houses, their possessions, and their own persons, the more will I be angry with them for their sin, said Ahiah. The more you people fix up yourself and deck your houses and all that, the more the God of Israel is going to be angry with you, said Ahiah. Likewise, as a whore, even a right, honest, and virtuous woman, so shall righteousness hate iniquity when she deck herself and shall accuse her to her face, when he cometh that shall defend him that diligently search out every sin upon the earth. And therefore be ye not like thereunto them, nor of the works thereof. So he's telling the remnant, don't be like the people in this world. But yet a little while, and iniquity shall be taken away out of the earth, and the righteous shall reign among you. Let not the sinners say that he have not sinned, for God shall burn coals of fire upon his head, which said before Ahiah God, in his glory, I have not sinned. That's what you people always saying, especially you Christians. No, I ain't no sinner. Yo, you are a sinner. And you are sinning against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, against the God of Israel. He's going to burn coals of fire up upon your head. For serving all your false gods and your idolatry. Behold, Ahiah know all the works of man, verse 54, their imaginations and thought, and their thoughts and their heart, which spake but the word. Let the earth be made, and it was made. Let the heavens be made, and it was created. In his word was the stars made, and he knoweth the number of them. He searched the deep and the treasures thereof. He hath measured the sea and what it contained. He hath shed the sea in the midst of the waters, and with his word have he hung the earth upon the waters. He spread out the heavens like a vault upon the waters. He hath founded it. In the desert have he made springs of water and pools upon the top of mountains, that the floods might pour down from the high rocks to water the earth. He made man and put their heart in the midst of the body, and gave them breath, life, and understanding. Yeah, and the spirit of the Almighty God, which made all things and searched all hidden things in the secret of the earth. Surely he knows your inventions and what you think in your heart, even them that sin and will hide their sin. He know everything, people. Therefore have a higher exactly search out all your works, and he will pay you all, and he will put, excuse me, people, and he will put you all to shame. He will put you all to shame. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. In India and all over the earth right now. Putting you people to shame. Verse 65. I got about 3-4 more of these, and I'm going to be finished with this second edge. Therefore, okay, verse 65. And when your sins are brought forth, you shall be ashamed before men, and your own sins shall be your accusers in that day. What will you do? Now, Will you hide your sins before God and his angels? What will you do? Behold, God himself is the judge. Fear him. Leave off from your sins and forget your iniquities to meddle no more with them forever. So shall God lead you forth and deliver you from all trouble. That's why you got so much trouble in this earth, because you people are sinning. Sinning, 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 iniquity. That's why you got so much trouble all over the earth, because the earth is full of sinners and evil and wicked people. That's why. And he say right here, let me read it out, people. For behold, the burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you, and they shall take away certain of you. That's why 3 million have already died in 1 million, in 1 year. 3 million died in 1 year, more dying right now as I speak. And behold, the burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you. That's his angels. And they shall take away certain of you and feed you, being idle with things offered unto idols. You people got so much idle time every day in your life. All you care about is your idols, your gods, and what you got to do every day. But you will be took away by the God of Israel and his angels. Because you got too many idols. You're too idle. You're into idol worship. And they that present unto them shall be had in a derision and a reproach and trodden underfoot. For there shall be in every place and in the next city a great insertion upon those that fear higher. They shall be like mad men, spare none, but shall spoil and destroy those that fear a higher. For they shall waste and take away their goods and cast them into their houses. Then shall they be known who are my chosen, and they shall be tried and as gold in the fire. Hear, O ye my beloved, said a higher. Talking about the remnant, the 10% that's going to survive all this. I will deliver you from the same. Be ye not afraid, neither doubt, for a higher is your, for God is your God, and the God of them who keep my commandments. You only going to survive what is going to take place in this earth, and what is taking place in this earth, all the plagues that the God of Israel is going to send, only if you keep his commandments. That's the 613 laws that's written up in the Old Testament. That's the only way you're going to survive this thing. That's the only way he's going to guide you and lead you. Woe be unto them that are bound with their sins and covered with their iniquities, like as a field is covered over the bushes, and the path there are covered with thorns. Woe be unto thee. Woe be unto thee. Woe be unto thee. Now let me, I'm finished with that. Let me go into the prophetic events of April. Let me go into that right now, people. The prophetic events of April. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisha Buck. April the 2nd, I have here, 2021. Elon Musk. It's called Neuralink. This is an article that I read April the 2nd, 2021. neuron link, brain chip implant, brain chip implant. This is what Elon Musk, him and all his people trying to create right now, a brain chip. Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17. Let's read that. Brain chip. Mark of the beast. That's what it is. The beast in his system. Revelation. Revelation. Because these people, they want to be God. They want to be the creator. They want to create a life, animals. They want to do everything that the God of Israel have done in this earth. They want to be gods. They want to create life. Revelation 13, 16. Revelation 13. Let's start at verse 14. And he doeth great wonders, verse 13 of Revelation 13, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. This is the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist. I'm not going into the Antichrist. I'm not teaching about that. And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Verse 16, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, except he that have the mark of the name of the beast, of the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. But it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. So I read in the news April the 2nd, 2021, that Elon Musk, he have it's called Neuralink. He's in the process of making a brain chip implant. If you people don't understand what's going on right now, y'all are some very, 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 very crazy people. And he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Give me one moment, please. One moment. For that brain chip, I'm on the radio. So you're going to see receive a mark in their right hand or their forehead. Let me keep going. Brain chip implant. Right hand. And also read in the news. Let me see if I can. I also read in the news that Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, Elon Musk is the second richest man in the world. He's also have made a gross cash. It's called cashless grocery store. And I want to read the article about that. But let me keep going. So brain chip implant. It have everything to do with the mark of the beast. Everything, people. Believe me. It's all about control right now. It's all about control right now. That's what it's about, people. Controlling you. Getting you to do whatever they need you to do. It's right here in Revelation. You're going to receive a mark in your right hand or your forehead. You notice everybody line up and go to the grocery store. They already been testing everything. You've been on the test for a whole year to receive the mark of the beast. In your right hand or your forehead, April the 3rd, 2021. April the 8th, 2021 is another news article. Elon Musk again, Neuralink, the founder, said that he could build Jurassic Park if he wanted to. These people have so much technology right now. So much tech, scientific technology. Scientific technology. They have so much technology right now that they can build and do whatever they want to do. But let the God of Israel stop them. He said he can make Jurassic Park if he wants to. Y'all know the movie Jurassic Park. It's all about dinosaurs, big dinosaurs. He said he can make Jurassic Park if he wants to. That's how much technology that he have right now. So do y'all people see, and I'm going to read a scripture for you in Job 41, 15, and 17. See, they want to be God. They want to control this world. They want to rule this world. They want to be God. But they could never, ever be him. Because their power and their technology ain't got no power. It's obsolete when it comes to the God of Israel. They can't do what he do. They can mimic and try all they want. They'll never be the God of Israel. They'll never be him. But they got 90% of you dumb, foolish, crazy people in the world believing and falling and running into all this stuff that they doing. 90% of the world belongs to Satan. 90% of the world will receive the microchip in their forehead. The chip implant, the brain chip they call it. 90% will receive the mark of the beast in their right hand and in their forehead. 90. You people believe it. Because you ain't going to be able to go to the grocery store. and you ain't going to be able to go to work, and you ain't going to be able to get your money out the bank. You ain't going to be able to go to your college and your school, your university. You ain't going to be able to get your food stamps and your government checks and welfare unless you take the brain chip, the implant, the mark of the beast. And they painted it so pretty, like, yeah, it's going to help you. And So he say on April the 8th, I told y'all people, we're going to have some stuff that happened in these 90 days, the month of March, April, and May, that ain't never happened in the world history of life. They never, ever figured out how to make a brain chip. They've been trying to figure it out, but now they have figured it out, people. Because 90% of the world, you have gave yourself over to these people to run tests and all kind of stuff on y'all. From generation to generation to generation, and now they have figured out how to control you with a chip. So I'm going to read Joel 41 right now, verse 15, because the article that I read April the 8th, 2021, Elon Musk said he can make the Jurassic Park if he wanted to.